We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world.
How are you doing? This is Sam Tolley. 2024 was one wild year, but the last 4 years have been wild. And as we enter 2025, I thought I'd reflect on both. This was an election year, and an unusual election year at that. We start off, well, everybody knew that Trump was coming back, that Trump was gonna run. But then we had Biden running for re-election, and then media, who I like to call prostitutes, for the most part, for the whole year, they were claiming that he was sharp as a tack, he's on top of it, and he's gonna run, and he's gonna be able to serve. And these people had lost all credibility, because even when Biden was running for president the first time, some of us remember him getting up there on the stage, talking about putting kids in front of record players so they can learn how to hear and read and whatever. And many of these kids don't even know what a record player is. And then the guy would get on stage and he would stumble around because of his frailty. You know, him falling up the stairs when he used to say, well, I'll run, when Trump could barely walk. And then the guy turns around and he starts shaking hands with people that aren't there. He did all kinds of weird stuff. But the media kept lying and saying that he was there, he was all for it, he was gonna rah, 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 until they finally realized that he couldn't do any of that stuff. And so unlike in 20, when he first ran against Trump, and they had that lie of those 51 intelligence agents saying that the Hunter laptop thing looked like a Russian conspiracy, where they signed that letter, remember that? And Biden put that out there, and the news media supported it. And even when I think it was Leslie Stahl interviewed Trump, and he was telling her that the laptop was real, and she was saying, we can't substantiate that. You know, and they went with that garbage. And matter of fact, here recently, she got on the air talking about she was concerned about the legacy media. Well, hell, Leslie, you and the rest of those folks help bring it down by supporting lies and deception. And to the best of my knowledge, she still hasn't apologized for calling that laptop nonsense wrong. Which brings me to then Attorney General Bill Barr. Right before the election, when the laptop story came out. I think it was around September or October of 20. And then all the media and the social media people slammed anyone that tried to talk about it, and they shut it down. They even shut down, I think it was the Post. I think it was the New York Post. I'm not sure. Shut down the story on Twitter and closed their account. But what is surprising to me is the fact that the FBI had that information for a year. And the only reason why it came out to the public is because when Hunter put his laptop in this repair place to get paid, he signed an agreement that says after a certain amount of time, if you don't pay for this sucker, it becomes a property of the repair shop. And the repair shop, once they fixed it and they found out what was in it, they turned it over to the FBI. But they were smart enough to make a copy of it, because the FBI had it for a whole year and never said a word. And Bill Barr, the Attorney General under Trump, had to know. Either he had to know or he was incompetent by not knowing. And they kept it from the public. The swamp. So this guy had to know, the FBI had to know, but they kept it from us. So the election of 2020, you know, the one where Biden got 81 million votes, allegedly, it kept from us. And of course, he became president. He became president when he told a bunch of black folks that you ain't black if you don't know the difference between him and Trump. So they put him in office, and the guy bumbled and fumbled for 4 years. We still don't know who's been running the country. I mean, just like that Afghanistan retreat where people were flying off of the wings of the airplane that were the last one leaving because these folks were scared that the Taliban was going to kill them, which they probably did. I understand they even left Americans there. But this is our new government where they were trying to tell us that the adults would be back in charge. Remember that? You know, the adults. You know, CNN, these places were celebrating Biden being in control. It was going to be great and glorious. Then they had Bidenomics. I remember when Trump was in office, before he left office, my gas at the gas station was like $1.99 a pump. I mean, a gallon. I haven't seen $1.99. I haven't seen anything remotely close to less than $3 a gallon at the cheapest. And then when they had the Bidenomics, remember they were going to build back better? If anybody knows what was built back better, and I'm not being facetious, please let me know. Send me a line or give me a list of stuff that I can look, and at least I can say, okay, whether I like it or not, at least I know something was built back better. I can look back at the Obama years where they had these large infrastructure projects that they were going to do. And the only thing that I remember happening is a bunch of solar panels in parking lots at schools. That's all I remember seeing that happened. You know, they had $500 million at this place called Solyndra that was a boondoggle. I think Joe spent billions. He was going to have solar charging stations all through the country. And if I'm not mistaken, we haven't even had up to 10 of those things done. But this is what happened in the last 4 years. And then, of course, my home state of California, they did all kinds of stuff. They had a new law, which doesn't go in effect till 2035, where you can no longer sell gas-operated engines for cars. Right now, at the beginning of 2024, they banned gas-powered lawnmowers and blowers. You can't buy those in California. So the folks in California are either going to have to get electric-powered stuff, battery-powered stuff, or plug it into an outlet and try to cut your yard that way, or keep repairing your old lawnmower, or go to Arizona or Nevada and buy one and bring it back. All this did was help the economy in other places and make the poor citizens of California suffer more. But Californians are used to that. I mean, didn't they have a stimulus check for illegal aliens that was passed out? I mean, it's a sanctuary state where Newsom, after the election, was talking about making it Trump-proof. Can you imagine that? You got some of the highest taxes in the nation. And yet, where Trump is trying to secure the border, try to make it so these illegals can't get here, they said we had like 15,000 convicted murderers. Or no, that was sex offenders. Or was it just 13,000 convicted murderers? But over 300,000 criminals that was documented by ICE. We're talking about people who legitimately crossed the, well, legitimately came across the border, and it was notated who they were before they were let out in society. We're not talking about the millions that came through illegally. And when I say legitimately, I'm not talking about the total millions of people that came versus the who knows how many snuck across the border. But the state of California, just like New York, say, hey, let them come. Just like in New York City recently, some lady got burned up by an illegal alien, set her on fire. That's one way to go out in 2024 in a blaze of horror. This is right after Daniel Penny was fortunately exonerated by a jury when the Bragg, the DA, was going to charge him for stopping a man that was terrorizing a subway and people were scared half to death. So now I see the video where this woman gets burned up and nobody does anything. I mean, we're so twisted in this society. 2024 has been one twisted year. They said Trump was a racist. They kept preaching about, the Charlottesville thing about he said the good people on both sides, when it's been proven over and over and over again that that was a lie. Kamala said it all through her little short termers running. Joe said it all through his termers running. But the news media barely ever said, hey, why don't you guys quit telling that lie? Just like the Russia lie. You know, for over 4 years, when Trump was president, for 2.5 years and $40 million, of taxpayer money, they said he was a Russian stooge. The media never apologized for that. $40 million of taxpayer money trying to fan a lie about him being in a hotel room with prostitutes giving golden showers. I'm not going to define what that is. You can look it up yourself. And if your children are listening to that, you're the parent. Deal with that. That is, of course, if you believe during this last 4 years, parents are still supposed to have control, because we've had school districts that give pornography to little kids, showing them how to engage in anal sex, all kinds of different things that kindergartners and little kids shouldn't have any idea what the heck they're talking about. That to go along with drag queen story hour, where grown men with these prosthetic fake boobs and long hair and windshield wiper eyelashes were going out there teaching little children from books that supposedly are stories. And we have the justice system, the FBI, I see, or the the Department of Justice talking about parents that are complaining to school boards as being potential American terrorists or something. This is the kind of stuff that was going on in 2024 or the last 4 years. I mean, right is wrong and wrong is right. We got Isaiah 5:20 in full blast. And then during this election season, I had folks that said they're Christians, folks that claim to be servants of the living God. Rarely do I hear them folks talk about they're disciples of Jesus Christ, which means they study the word, study what Christ taught, and endeavor to obey him. These people were sitting over there telling us that we should vote for a woman that claimed, she didn't claim, a woman that when two men were at her rally and said, Jesus is Lord, she told them that they were at the wrong rally, that they should be at the one down the street. I'm talking about people that claim to be Christians. And then these many of these Christians or supposed Christians that were black, they were telling people like me that we should vote for her because she's black. Now, I've always been of the impression that I should vote for whoever I think is most qualified and going to best suit the interests of the nation. Yet they're telling me, you're going to stand in the way of the first black woman being president? And I thought to myself, are they serious? First of all, if some person was knocking on my door at 2:00 in the morning and they said, hey, let me in because I'm black, it ain't happening. If I don't know who it is, they're not coming in my house. I could give a less than a care what color they are. Red, white, green, or polka dot. I'm not letting them in. So why would I vote for somebody because supposedly they have pigmentation similar to me? I didn't vote for Obama. And he had the pigmentation similar to me. But yet this guy stood for the destruction of God's creation in the womb. That right there nullified him. If I have a choice between someone that is for life versus someone that is for death, I have to always go with life. It doesn't make any sense to me why a person that claims to be a Christian, well, it doesn't make sense to me because they claim to be a Christian, but they don't claim to be a disciple. If you don't know the difference between that and you call yourself a Christian, look it up. So they love to have the title. They just don't want the responsibility that goes with it. And these people that act like that were offended when I would say, no, I'm not doing it. Just like 4 years ago when Joe said, well, hey, if you don't know the difference between me and Trump, you ain't black. And it didn't move these folks. They didn't care. But strangely enough, a whole lot of folks didn't care about or didn't want to vote for Joe anymore. So much so that they kicked him out. They had a coup, you know. They didn't even allow their people to pick another person. They picked him. That woman who said that she was black. The same woman that was sitting over there saying that voter ID is racist, just like most of the Democrats say, and said that people in rural areas can't get to a Kinko's to get ID or get a photograph. The same woman that stood over there and said that she had to cook so many greens, she cooked them in a bathtub, cooked them in the same place that she washes her behind. She didn't say whether she did them both at the same time or not. But these people, they accepted it. They went with that. They're like, it's okay. You know, just like when Joe says crazy stuff. Like Obama, when he said, before he was picked as Obama's vice president, he said that this is the first clean, articulate black man. It's a storybook. And I was amazed how these folk, wait a minute, you're going to say that we're all dirty? None of us can speak well, you know, but they take this stuff. And then they say Republicans are racist. But I wasn't going to vote for them. I didn't vote for none of them. And the fact that they didn't complain about the millions of illegals that they brought in, bring in minority neighborhoods, except for the folks in Chicago, they understand that. They had a belly full. I think some of them in New York, but I know the ones in Chicago were going crazy. And so, you know, when I look back at the last 4 years, and I look back at this year, I have some hope. I have hope, and I'm hoping for change. Not like that hope and change Obama was talking about back in the day. Because when he left, I hoped there was still some change in my pocket. But I found out, you know, I found it fascinating looking back also in these last 4 years about the shot. I think I can honestly speak about COVID now. Because before, if you use the word jab, shot, or anything, you got blackballed, censored, your video got shut down. I'm going to see if this one goes through. I remember early on, I went to a party. And in this party, I was told, look, if you had your vaccination, you don't need to wear a mask. But if you're not vaccinated, you must wear a mask. And I was baffled because I used to hear all this stuff that, you know, the vaccination is going to save you. It's going to prevent you from spreading the disease, and it's going to cure you from the disease. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, all these folks that are vaccinated, why are they fearful of me? They're protected. They're not going to get the disease, and they can't get it from me. It turns out that it was all a lie. The vaccination didn't stop them from passing it on or getting it. In fact, found out that many folks that got the vaccination, their immune system was compromised, and they got it several times, the COVID. Now, whether I got it or not, I don't know. I don't care. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not looking to die or nothing stupid. I take care of myself. I exercise. I take nutrients. And I don't do stupid stuff. But I don't do other stupid stuff that many of these folks did, like ride around in a car by yourself with a mask on. I'm still seeing people in public with masks on. You know, face diapers. They say the virus, you know, it will seep through the mask. The mask doesn't prevent you from getting the virus. We're all subject to it. And so therefore, I thought the herd immunity was the best course of action anyway. Let whatever's happening transpire through the public. Let your immune system work to protect you. But they were saying get 4 and 5 boosters. And then we were seeing a bunch of folks drop dead. We see people with strange fibrous tumors that came out of autopsies. I remember reading about folks that was laughing at folks that refused to take the shot and said that we were all going to be dead in 2 years. But at the same time, when they were so concerned about us obeying, they didn't say anything about these illegal aliens coming through. They didn't care about the aliens coming through there. They didn't make them take a shot. Or the thousands of homeless people on the street. They didn't care about them taking a shot. But they wanted us to take a shot. And in many cases, they were telling folks, if you didn't take a shot, you would lose your job. Well, that's crazy. And I feel for those that were working that risk losing their job. But at the same time, I honor and respect those that refuse to take that experimental vaccine. And now, like I said, now there are still people walking around with masks on. You know, and see, all this did, one of the things that we got from that was a lack of respect for the medical community. You know, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. Before this COVID thing came, I was pretty much would do whatever my doctor has told me. I would just go along with them because I trusted them to have, number one, the knowledge, and number two, to have my best interests in mind. I don't trust that no more. I'm not saying that the doctors are all corrupt. I'm saying that many of them go along to get along. that many of them believe what they're told, that they're not doing the investigative work, and that some of them do go along for the money. So the number one health advocate for me is me. So it's up to me to make sure. And particularly when we have grown folks that are going around this society saying that a little boy can decide that he's a girl, and we have a medical community that's quiet, the psychiatric, the psychological, and the medical community should be raising all hell saying no. There's no such thing as you find out your gender when you're older. But I don't hear that going on. I even been to a doctor once where they asked me what was my preferred gender. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? You should be able to look at me and know what I am. There's no preference. Either I am XY or XX. I'm either male or female. I can't be both or interchangeable. So I don't trust a society that's gonna come up there or a medical establishment that is open to nonsense. If you're gonna support nonsense, I can't trust you. And that's where we are. We got that in our school system. I mean, I hear in Target, and I know California, that they've taken away, not just Target, but in large department stores in California, they've taken away boys section and girls section. From my understanding, everything is interspersed. You know, I hate to keep dumping on my home state that I no longer live in, but they come up with the craziest crap. And the children are the ones suffering. And these same people I told you about earlier that accepted the fact that drag queen story hour, accepted the fact that, you know, black folks are inferior. They don't use those terms. But when their leaders go around and say, well, voter ID is racist. And you know, it's hard for minorities to get ID. Then you're saying you're inferior. They're saying you're inferior without you acknowledging it. These same folks put up with that crap, put up with their children being boys and girls' clothes and toys are interspersed, put up with that mess about where you can change your sexuality. I mean, before I left California, your daughter could go to school, and if she wanted an abortion, she could talk to somebody at the school. They take her, get an abortion, she come back home. You never know it unless she start bleeding half to death. Now, California is a sanctuary place for child mutilation. If a child wants to go there and get their genitals cut off, California's all for it. What kind of society is this? A child that would get kicked out of school if she brought in an aspirin could go into that school and get puberty blockers. I mean, it's insanity. This is what the last 4 years have brought us. Now, I'm hoping we can get civility, common sense, and a biblical worldview put back in society. When you took the Bible out of society, when you took it out of the schools, you thought things were just going to be great with a secular worldview? No, it's just got worse and worse. When they took the LGBTQ folks out the closet, what did they do? They threw the church in there and they threw the key away. You know, when they said that we're not going to bother marriage, we just want to live our life. And everybody said, oh, okay, we'll leave you alone. Well, that was a lie. Now they're demanding that you accept what's going on. Was it New York or New York City? Someplace a few years ago, they put in a law that if businesses misgender someone, they can get a $25,000 fine, meaning that if some dude in a dress with a beard say he's a woman and you won't call him a woman, they can sue the hell out you. All this madness really, I mean, it started during the Obama years, but now it's metastasized itself. We got the woke military, where Joe and them was talking about having some kind of pregnancy flight suit for women. You know, putting women on battlefields. What 110-pound woman's going to carry a 170-pound man that gets injured out there in combat? And it's men's instinct to want to protect the woman if she gets hurt. Not because she's a soldier, but because she's a woman. Not to discount the biological differences and urges that human nature brings upon those situations. Which, by the way, reminds me of them putting men that identify as women in prison cells with women and women getting raped by those men who identify as women. The madness that's been going on, particularly in the last 4 years, needs to stop. We have a chance to turn this around. People didn't have to vote for Donald Trump, but Donald Trump is believing that there's two genders only, male and female. He wouldn't allow for men in women's prisons. Boys will be boys under a Trump administration, and girls will be girls. Whereas the Democrats give you all kind of crazy. We need civility. We need common sense. We need to step back and reconsider the foundation that this nation was built on. It was built on a Judeo-Christian foundation. You don't have to be a Christian, but you need to have common sense. You need to believe in civil normalcy. We need to teach civics in the schools. We need to get all the woke crap out. We need to get the woke crap out of our military, out of our businesses. We need to start looking at life from a decent perspective. Drag queen story hours, all the nonsense got to go. It's my prayer that 2025 will be a year of renewal, a year that when we look back a year from now or 4 years from now, people will say, you know what? Those folks act like they were going crazy, but now they've pulled themselves together. That's what we need, to pull ourselves together. Look to God and look to each other, not to illusions, not to drag queens, not to transgenderism, not to the LGBT. Look to decency, honor, respect. This is Sam Tolley. Happy 2025, and let's make it happen. I'm out.